listen to this interview, I would like to add that I did not record this. Matt, aka Lord Dragonblood, actually helped me with that because I misplaced my laptop charger, and his opinions do not reflect those of mine or the interviewee. Also, the sound quality is his fault, too.
All right, we're going to try it again because the first interview didn't happen too great. I'm here with Debbie Nicholson of the Free Software Foundation. Hi, Deb.
Hi, how's it going, Jay?
It's pretty good. I first actually met you at SELF, which, for people that don't know, is Southeast Linux Fest, which was hosted by Dave Yates. And Dave Sexy Yates is here actually today at Ohio Linux Fest. And we actually had a gut contest actually last night in front of the hotel, but that's a story for another day. So what's one of the latest things you're working on?
Well, I'm a membership coordinator, so that job involves a lot of outreach. And I'd say, especially in the past year, there's been a lot of energy and interest in finding out why the free software movement is not, has a less than 2% participation ratio for women. So we did a mini summit a week ago in our offices to kind of look at concrete things that could be done about that. And some of those would fall into kind of the general category of like mentoring and support and creating networking opportunities for women, more ways to create linkages within the community across all sorts of stuff, not just coders, but folks that are doing outreach or user design or any aspect of free software promotion. And other things that we were looking at were kind of de-emphasizing coding as being the only thing. The overemphasis on code makes it really difficult to, you know, move forward. Someone has to do the outreach, and if we only prize folks that are sort of not interested in doing that, then we're not really going to be able to keep moving forward and bringing more people into the movement. And then I would say the last thing was sort of just more I guess best practices in the way that people interact with each other, and you know, sort of putting out there that that sexist behavior isn't okay in the community. We're certainly not the first people to say that, but that was amongst the things that we covered. I'm looking forward to having folks come to Boston in the spring for Libre Planet. We're going to be holding a much larger day-long event on that same topic, and talking about bringing women into the movement and how free software is really a social justice movement and not, you know, whatever, merely like a clubhouse or something.
Actually, I was offered cake. Just throwing that out there.
Cake?
Yes. I still have not got that cake yet. I'm hoping, but yes, I was actually offered a slice of cake to join and do Linux. 3:30 offered me cake, and still haven't got the cake. But, you know, I'm enjoying Linux, so. Or I should say GNU Linux, since you're sitting right here.
I am sitting right here.
Could I weigh in on the GNU Linux?
Yeah.
All right, everyone. This is Lord Drakenblut, the Digital Dragon. Now, on the whole GNU Linux thing, I've got a couple things I'd like to say here, and I hope I don't offend the fine lady over here, but I think everyone trying to force must say GNU Linux on every distro is a bit over-eager, overzealous, and pointless at a way, because it puts a certain branding behind it that some distros do not back. Some things where they're already including the binary bits that, you know, the Free Software Foundation do not support. You know, should you be trying to get a group like Ubuntu who will put those in there, make them easily accessible so users can get them, should you be asking that distro to call themselves a GNU Linux distro? In my opinion, no. Things, though, like GNU Sense, Ubuntu, the ones that strip out all of them, having those branded as GNU Linux, I think is a perfectly wonderful thing and creates an understanding for people of the difference between those two levels. But trying to say everything is Linux plus GNU is, you know, I've been saying for quite a while, is nothing more than Stallman saying, hey, look at us, we're still important. Well, yeah, everyone knows you're still important. Stop trying to, you know, ring a bell and get attention to you when you're a part of a community, not trying to be the focal point of it. That's a thought I've had on it.
Well, that wasn't exactly a question, and I'm certainly not Richard, and so I can't exactly speak to what his mission might or might not be personally on that. I do know that a lot of that those distros are all using GNU code, and I think that that's where that's coming from. This isn't an issue that I want to spend hours talking about, because I don't think it's like a super great use of time. You know, the language is important for the things it's important for. I don't want that to eclipse the other work that's being done. So.
Well, personally, I think, you know, if they're using the GNU code, then yes, it should be GNU Linux. That's my opinion, and, well, not to be rude and crude, but you know what they say about opinions.
Yes.
Some are important.
And we all know yours is right.
Look, it's my podcast, for my opinions important.
Only to your listeners.
I will pull a Jeremy on this one. Well, thank you, actually, for an interview, and I'm sorry for the first interview. Because it just did not go right at all. And I've actually lost my laptop charge somehow. Just like I forgot my shirts. I don't even know what to say anymore now. It's just... it has been a weekend of just, wow, I'm retarded.
Well, I do think I have a question that will... legitimate question.
Now, with there being a 2% female users with Linux, how does that stack against overall? And I'm not... Yeah. How would that...
Okay. Obviously, Microsoft has the lion's share of the desktop market. Like, the user numbers are better. Like, it's not that women aren't using computers. I don't think that's the problem. As far as, like, in the developer and creation of the software, the proprietary software world does a much better job than 2%. I don't want to pick a number out of the air, but it's something more like 20%. It's a significantly better job. So it's not a problem with, it's not a problem that women don't want to develop and promote and be involved in the proliferation of software. It's a problem that the free software community has not been welcoming, or when they, you know, have managed to be welcoming, has not been good at retaining, women in the movement. So that was sort of what we were looking at. It's probably, like, those numbers are worse than proprietary software. It's worse than any other sort of technical field. You know, engineering, still doing better. So it's definitely a specific problem that we can at least achieve, like, that kind of a parity, so that it's we're not the worst example ever.
Actually, I think really most of the problem is when you go to, okay, as a woman... If you walked into a room with nothing but dudes on computers, wouldn't you most likely go, wow, I'm just going to, you know, sit over here somewhere?
I don't think it's that it's dudes on computers. I think it's that it's dudes. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
The computers aren't the scary part. The scary part, or the uncomfortable part, to use a more specific word, is being the only woman in the room. And that makes it a really skewed and strange sort of social interaction, because, you know, you either get ignored or you get like a lot of really seriously weird attention, like, oh my god, do you want to you could sit in the pink chair, and it's like, that's weird, I just wanted to show up and be treated like a person. So it's not the computers, it's that it's really difficult to be in a super intense minority like that.
When we actually got to Southeast Linux Fest, we expected really, you know, the neckbeard party, and 330 goes, he's just looking around like, you know, just all weird. He goes, dude, there's actually women here. He goes, it's not like I'm gonna go out of my way to, you know, be weird, but there's women at a Linux conference. It shocked the crap out of him.
I think one of the things that they did really well at that event, which is sort of classic organizing, is that they specifically invited the people that they wanted to come. And then they invited again, followed up, and just to make sure that they knew that despite the general tenor of the community and the general level of welcomeness, we really, really want you. And we met. Like, it wasn't just, I invited the room full of people and you happen to be standing in there. It's like, we really want you here.
Now, that 2% number, we all know within the, you know, Linux realm and hackers in general, that usernames, nicknames, screen names can be very misleading. So how much give do you think there might be 2% of females involved? You know, do you think the number could be maybe not significantly higher, but higher than the estimated 2%, and maybe make a guess as to how much higher that might be?
That number comes from floss polls, not from my personal anecdotal cruising virus-y. It comes from the floss polls community, and that's you can look at the background on those numbers. I do think that a lot of women specifically choose an androgynous screen name so that they don't get trolled when they come into IRC or, you know, other places that they participate online. I mean, if you want to look at the floss polls thing, I think that would give you a sense of how thorough and where those numbers came from and how much fluff is in there. I'm not a statistician, so I don't want to pick more numbers.
Well, Debbie, I definitely thank you for the interview. And I'll do another one real quick soon. All right. Well, thanks for, tolerating me on this, TJ. And I'm sorry if I offended you with that. It was meant to be a question, and somehow I just couldn't turn it in. I guess going back to that, the question is how important do you think making sure that all distros are known as plus GNU or just Linux, whereas, you know, could it be a wiser thing in a way to split the ones that are, you know, meeting the FSF's, you know, guidelines of free, as those being Linux plus GNU distros, and then everything else being known as Linux distros?
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with my original answer on that. Like, I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about the language issue. I don't think the FSF wants to spend time like policing, like to make that a further complicated issue and say that we want some distros to use this language and some to use others. I think it would just make it further complex for not as much outcome as the amount of complexity would warrant. So.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.